Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 1st, 2010. I want to talk to you today about the topic, Lips of Life. It's a simple yet powerful question. Do my lips serve people or do they do a disservice to myself? How I answer that question points to how I see God. Proverbs 10:21 says, "The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment." I haven't lived as long as many believers I've met, but I've had plenty of opportunity to see this verse confirmed again and again. And that's why one of my faith goals is to nourish many with my lips and my typing fingers of righteousness. I don't want to see anybody die from lack of judgment. And so I look for openings to the unsaved person's soul through which I can share a word or two about God's love and mercy and promise of peace. Many of you reading this morning devotion do the same, and I want to thank you for that. You and I realize that righteous words cannot come from unrighteous hearts. Yes, it is true that religious words can flow from lips skilled in the procedures for piety. But religious words aren't necessarily righteous words. Religious words can speak to ritual and church structure and don't necessarily involve the intervention of God's Holy Spirit. But righteous words drip with the purposes and power of God. And they're able to feed the hungry soul or heal the wounded spirit. The words of righteous people are righteous because God is in them. That's what I want people to receive from me, because I love people and want them to find nourishment and hope from God. I've humbly rejoiced over the years whenever God has used the flawed vessel of my life to help others turn from tainted, dusty wells and begin drinking deeply from the bubbling fountain of living water, the words of Christ. More people need to do the same, of course. That's why I need to be more righteous and more willing to let my lips speak into the lives of others. But how do I do this? Well, there are many elements to answering that question, but let me just speak to one right now. Jesus gave us a major clue to answering this question in Luke 6:45. And that's where he said this: "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, the mouth speaks." God has called you and me to nourish many with righteous words, from righteous lips, overflowing from righteous hearts. But those righteous words won't come out of our hearts unless they're first invited into our hearts. Read your Bible daily, my friend. Listen to biblical messages on the radio via songs or teaching programs, or even the recorded form of the morning devotion each weekday. Share in Bible-based conversations with fellow believers, particularly those more experienced in faith. Pray that God's Holy Spirit reveals specific insights and instructions to you that implement Bible principles. You and I are surrounded by spiritually hungry people. Let's be more like walking grocery stores of the gospel. It's what people need. It's what God wants. As always, I love you, Martin.